Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I hope everyone had a nice, relaxing Memorial Day weekend and took the time to remember those fallen heroes that gave their lives to have the freedoms we have today. So happy Memorial Day to everybody, belated, and happy summer. It's coming, guys. It's coming. It was gorgeous weather, and we're on our way to a gorgeous summer, but before we start, we've got a great show tonight. Let me want to say thank you to Marianne Mazzano, Mayor Boom Boom. She's got a new movie out June 3rd. Go check it out down in Asbury Park. It's Agita and the Tea, and the screen premiere of it on June 3rd down in Asbury Park. You go to Mayor Boom Boom, Marianne Mazzano on Facebook, on Instagram, and also TikTok, everywhere. Wherever you can find her, you'll find her. So tonight, everybody's favorite psychic is back, Michelle Palmieri, and we love her. She's got her new book out, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. Last time Michelle was on, we gave away a copy and to a lucky caller. And we also Michelle gave away a free half-hour reading to someone. And I believe everybody's happy. I haven't heard any complaints, so that's good. But tonight, tonight Michelle is offering to give away another free half-hour personal reading to a lucky caller. So we will take the phone numbers and names as they come in. I can't see your name until you call. So we're just going to grab your number and write your name next to it. I only know your first name. And when the show is done, we'll pick one of the names and we'll give you a call, and hopefully you're one of those lucky winners. And Michelle's also going to give away a few little trinkets, some angel keychains to, I don't know how many we're doing. Michelle will tell us that. So without further ado, welcome to the show, everybody. Ms. Michelle Palmieri, Psychic Medium. How are you, Michelle? Everything good?
Hi. Yes, everything's good. How are you?
It's been crazy, my friend, but everything's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Yeah. So,
I was just going to say we could do a few keychains. I have some really pretty, they're actually really beautiful.
Nice.
They're angel wing keychains, and they say, someone I love is in heaven.
Oh, beautiful.
And really pretty. And then I also have some angel bookmarks that we can give away, too.
Lovely, lovely. Well, you let me know later how many I could pick, and we'll do that. So,
yeah,
of course, yeah, of course, we'll do the...
Actually, yeah. We could
we'll
do quite
do
a
the,
few, actually.
I'm sorry?
I said we can do quite a few.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, so we'll give away the free reading to someone first, and then we'll, give away the keychains to everyone else, if how many you want to do. So we've had someone in the queue for quite some time. This person is from area code 703, so let's pick them up right now. Let's see who we got on the phone.
Hello. Hello, my name is Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show. You have a question for Michelle, or you just want to let Michelle go after you?
I do have a question. I was wondering if you see a new job opportunity in my near future.
New job opportunity?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like there's, have you been out of work for a while, or has this just been this, I just get like a lot of frustration where you are right now. So I'm trying to understand if the frustration is... Go ahead.
I got laid off in September, so I took a contract job, but that ended in March. So I took this job at this doctor's office just until I found something else. But I actually quit because it was so toxic. So she said, will you go to a different office? I said, I'll try it, but the commute is triple the commute. So I just don't want to go there anymore. So I've been, you know, looking and I've been applying to all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So understandable, right? And so the frustration I think I was picking up was the frustration you were having where you were, right? And so now you're in this position where I need to find something. I see a lot of different options for you, and I think you need to narrow it down a little bit. I feel like you're being very broad in your search. Would I be accurate in saying that?
Yeah, kind of.
Right?
And, yeah.
But I want you to kind of get in touch with what you want a little bit more and not be afraid to focus a little bit and go after what you really want instead of taking a lot of believe me, I get it about having to work, right? We do. We have to work. We have to make a living. I get that. But I feel like you're doing it and it's keeping you away from where you really need to be or really want to be. I think there's something there for you. I think you're definitely going to find something. But I think it'll happen more quickly for you if you can narrow down the search a little bit more for yourself. If that makes sense.
Okay.
But to answer your basic question, yes, you are going to find something. But I think it'll happen more quickly, again, if you can focus a little bit more on where you want to go.
Okay.
Because I just get this feeling of confusion. So is there, like, confusion as to where where your specialty lies? Or I know you said office work, but I feel like it's okay, but I feel like it's a little bit draining for you.
Well, I work in a doctor's office now, and I really didn't want this job. I took it so I didn't have to live on unemployment. There was just a backup plan, but they expect, you're going to have to learn this and learn this and learn this. And I'm like, I don't want to learn this because I know I'm not going to be here much longer. So, you know, I know there's something else out there. So the frustrating is now I have to travel 3 times to go to an office because I like I said, the other office that I worked at, I quit because it was so toxic. But I told her I'd rather go back to the other office and not have to do this commute. So... that's my frustration. She said yes, and then all of a sudden now it's a no. So now I have to keep going to this office. I mean, it's not as bad as the other one, but the commute is I have to get up at 5:30 to leave at 6:30 to be there at 7:30.
Right. Yeah, and that just adds hours to your day. And if you're already feeling frustrated, I get this feeling of non-commitment from you, not being very committed to this job, which I understand.
I'm not.
Right, because you said it's to you it's temporary, right?
Right.
And I think that, too, somewhat is discouraging for you because you kind of have that feeling that, I'm not going to be here. I'm not really committing to it. So I think that takes some of the if we can ever find joy in our employment, I think that takes some of it out of it for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep looking in the meantime, Just keep looking in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking. I've been applying to stuff today, yesterday. I mean, I'm applying to I just go from job board to job board, keep mixing it up.
But I guess my point is, or, part of it is, like you just said, you're going from job post to job post and applying here and applying there. And that's fine. I get that you want to, have a lot of different opportunities available to you. But also in the meantime, make sure you're applying to things that you really want.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I am. I am. I'm not just going to apply to anything, any willy-nilly. That's what I did last time, and this is how I ended up at this job. So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just don't want to see that happen to you again.
Nothing willy-nilly. It's like something I really want to do. Yeah, nothing willy-nilly. Like, yeah, that's how I ended up, like I said, with the job I have now because I was like, unemployment is $340 a week. I mean, I have a mortgage and car payment, so I took it just so I wouldn't have to do that. Yep. It is tough.
Well, you got to weigh out the options where you want to go and make sure you get a better commute, too. You got to round all those corners.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Any place that's far away.
Yeah, forgive me. I missed your name. I apologize. I want to write.
Oh, Andrea.
Andrea. Thank you. Because I want to give hopefully a call after the show. Maybe you're a lucky winner today.
Okay. All right. I know. You never know.
Yeah, well, Andrea, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
Good
luck to you.
I'll keep you in touch. I'll let you know how it works out.
Oh, good. Call us again.
That's
we'll
awesome.
Be in. When are you coming back, Michelle? What is it? June. We got you down for June 18th.
Yeah.
We'll be doing Father's Day readings.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hopefully, I'll have
excellent.
A job by then.
Yes, you will. All right. Take
bye.
Care. Thank you. Thanks for
you're
calling
welcome.
And thanks for listening. Bye bye.
You.
All right. We got another caller from 609. Let's see who we got.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle. What's your name? And tell us what you want to know, or if you want to see if Michelle will tell you what you want to know.
My name is Dana, and I wanted to see if Michelle will tell me. Whatever.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Hi, Dana. How are you doing, hon?
Good. How are you?
Good. So yeah, I picked up a couple things for you that I kind of just wanted to ask you about. I keep hearing or feeling that you, first of all, you sound very happy, very positive, but I also pick up a little bit of fear from you. And so I feel like there's a fear about the future.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's like anything to be afraid of, but I feel like you have people who are definitely watching over you. Where's the feeling of being trapped?
I don't think I feel trapped.
You don't feel trapped. Okay. It just feels like, or boxed in, maybe trapped isn't a good word, but I get this feeling of being like boxed in, or kind of this is where I have to be right now.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm home with my kids now.
Right, and that's a wonderful
really...
thing. Enjoy that while you can, right?
Right.
Well, I lost my job like 2 weeks ago, so I've been with the kids, so I don't know what I'm doing next. Maybe that's what it is.
So that's the feeling of being a little bit of fear for the future right now then, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of nervousness, a little bit of fear for the future. But I don't want you to get caught up
right.
in that war. And I don't want you to get caught up in that worry, though, right? Because making decisions out of fear is never good, right?
Right.
And I also don't want you to be, like, in that survival mode, right? Because when we do that, we put ourselves in a position that doesn't serve us, you know, in our everyday situations. I think it's important for you to keep moving forward. Where is the did your mom pass?
No.
Who's the female? Is female, would this be your mom's mom who passed? But she's talking about the Christmas tree and the bulbs. And I know we're in the end of May, but she's talking about something about the Christmas tree and the red bulbs.
I don't know. A
okay.
red one?
And, but then, I'm sorry?
A red one, you said?
A red one, yeah, the red bulb. Like a red, you know, glass Christmas tree decoration.
No, I have a clear one with, like, my husband's grandmother's, like, picture in it. That's it.
Okay. And she could be talking about it. Sometimes they'll use symbols, so maybe she may not be talking about specifically the red ornament, but she is talking about a Christmas ornament. I saw a red one, so that's why I brought in the red. But that ornament that you're speaking of, is there something very you know, meaningful to that they would be bringing that up? Is it around the time of her passing? Is it, you know, around the time of her birthday?
I really don't know.
You don't know.
That's okay.
No.
It may come to you later.
Exactly. And guys, that's what happens a lot of the time, is that I get information and I'm trying to give it to you in a way that's meaningful, right? And I'm also trying to decipher what it means. Sometimes it's symbolic. Sometimes it's very clear. A lot of times you have to do some homework after we talk. You have to go maybe, you know, look at some pictures or talk to somebody or you know, say, hey, what did this ornament mean? Or do you know anything about this? And then it will become clear to you.
Right.
They usually know what they're talking about, so that's why I don't question it too much when they give me something.
Yeah.
How old is your child? How cute.
She's 1.5.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to ask, Michelle?
No, that's it. Okay, but I think it's important, you know, to just know that things are going to work out for you, and, you know, while you have this time with the kids, enjoy it, because I think it's going to be short as far as you being out of work. I think that this is going to turn around for you very shortly. Okay.
Well, that's good news.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, thank you.
Okay, ahead, thank you for calling in, Dana. We got your name and number. We'll see if you're a winner at the end of the show.
All right, thanks. You guys have
thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We got another one. Let's hope this is a babyless call.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I know people don't always realize sometimes when they do want the call. It is a little distracting to have to have children or animals making noise. It is distracting, but we do our best.
Yep. Yep. I'm writing down the next caller's number, because I will miss it.
And I'm always hoping that my dog sleeps at my feet and doesn't wake up while I'm doing this.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see who we got. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle. What's your name and what do you want to know, or you want Michelle to tell you what she thinks she knows?
Hi, Joe. It's Poonam. How are you?
Oh, it's Poonam. Hi, Poonam. Welcome. Welcome back. It's been a long time.
It has been, yes.
My goodness.
Yes, and it is a babyless call.
Well, no, we love kids. It's just hard to talk.
I was going to say, we love babies. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Although this one's a big baby, right, Joe?
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. So, Poonam, what's up? What do you want? What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about?
Well,
I wanted
to see if Michelle can see anything for me. I do have one thing, but I wanted to see if anything else pans out.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry, your name is Poonam?
Poonam, yes.
Poonam.
Okay. Poonam, I'm sorry.
No, I threw in the Poonam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just got something going on with your health right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it has to do a lot with, like, your emotions, if that makes sense. So I feel like anxiety, some tension. So I feel like all these things are kind of causing you to have a lot of upset stomachs and headaches.
I had a few months ago, but yeah, they seem to
a few months ago. So that has subsided, but were you going through a period of a lot of stress back then?
Yes, actually.
It just feels like there was a lot of emotions, a lot of emotional kind of distress for you, which your body was kind of reacting to, right?
Yeah, I lost my job a few months ago, so yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, and, you know, as you probably have heard, there's a few people that have, you know, come on and had similar situations. So there's a lot of people that are going through things like that. And I only say that not to minimize what you're going through, but just so you know that you're not alone in some of the things that you experience. Who needs to have the forgiveness from you, though? Who is it that you need to forgive? She's laughing. Uh-oh. I just have this feeling like there's been a lot of people that you've had to forgive lately. And, again, there's a lot of stress right now. And people... I feel like the people around you are experiencing stress as well, and they might be saying or doing things that they may not normally say. And I think, too, communication is a little bit rough right now, and the communication doesn't always come out right. So what they think they sound like in their head is not how they're sounding when they're actually speaking. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I just don't want you to take that personally, because I think you internalize that. You take it personally and you kind of hold on to it, like, and then you start blaming yourself. And it's not you. You have to realize that sometimes it's just the person, right? Sometimes it's just the person and the situation they're in, or the aggravated state that they're in. It's going to get better, you know, and don't keep saying that it's okay, right? Because you keep telling everybody that, no, it's fine, it's okay. Sometimes you have to back up and say, you know, I understand you're upset, but you can't talk like that, right? because it's going to take a toll on you, you know? Do you have to forgive?
Do I have to forgive that person?
You have to forgive that person. When we forgive, we're not forgiving so much for the other person as we are for ourselves. Because when we hold on to something, it's just hurting us, right? Mm-hmm. And when we forgive somebody, we're not excusing what they did. We're not saying that it was okay. We're mm-hmm. just giving them, you know, allowing them some grace to have made a mistake as a human being, or at, you know, and letting it go. But that doesn't mean that you have to let them hurt you again.
Yes. I don't want to.
You don't want to.
Because I don't want to. I'd rather just stay away completely and be in my own world instead of having to forgive and then deal with them. So.
But to forgive doesn't mean that you don't have to even tell them that you forgive them. It's more for your state of mind. Have you forgiven them? Or
yes,
are you still holding on to part of this?
Yeah, I don't think about it anymore, so I just kind of let it go. But I know at some point I will have to talk to them again.
Okay.
Yeah, forgiveness is freedom. Too. Forgiveness is freedom for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, too, that I get like there's kind of angry at the world. Is this somebody very close to you, or was this somebody
yes.
you were working with?
Well, so it's a couple of people. It's been really tough for me lately because, I don't know, I feel like the whole world is crashing in. But so it's a family member that I'm really close to that kind of disappointed me in a little way. So I'm avoiding that person. Like, in my mind, I don't really think about it, but I guess now we're talking about it. I am thinking about it because I'm bringing it up, so which means it is bothering me. So,
yeah.
I'd rather like not deal, like just avoid that person and carry on with my life, like, you know, nothing happened and it's fine, but not dealing
mm-hmm.
with that person. And then there's another person at work that somebody I hired that ended up turning around and, you know, got me into trouble, and, you know, so that person, I don't have to deal with that person. Fine.
Trust no one.
But
trust no one.
You've been telling me that. Yes, I know. Now, I've had to learn that the hard way, but, you know. So, yeah, it's a couple of people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you have to realize that it's not always about us either. Sometimes it's about them. And the first thing I thought of when you were talking about this person that you hired was, I heard motives. You know, their motives obviously were not good.
Yeah.
And to try and be more aware of that, of people, and like Joanne was saying, not trust no one. I don't like to say that.
I mean at work. Because,
yeah.
you know, you think you have a friend and you really don't, you know, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think their motives were not very good.
Yeah. I should have seen the red flags. There were a lot of red flags, but I tend to ignore those red flags.
What was this person a friend that you got the job? I'm curious.
Well, it was someone I've worked with before that had worked for me before, and then I was like, okay, that person could, you know, benefit from this job.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
You know. And
they dogged you. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
terrible,
the way
too,
it
because
is.
you feel like you know. Give your best to your employer a lot of times, you know, and loyalty, right? And we get nothing back. So I think that's very disappointing and disillusioning.
Yeah, it is.
But I just want to also say one thing, though, because I get a lot of distraction around you. And I feel like there's a lot of energy. Like, I want to say fast and furious and kind of like pulling you in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the male energy around you who passed? Is this your dad?
Who passed away?
Yes. It's
no,
male
my
energy,
dad.
Very fatherly, who passed away. So this could be dad or dad's father. Grandpa.
Yeah, my grandfather, but that's just quite some years ago.
It doesn't matter how long it's been. When they want to come through, they will come through and give you information.
Yes, my grandfather. He was my sweetheart. I love him.
They are always with you, but he's urging you to slow down a little bit because he says you're allowing yourself to become frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
He was very methodical in his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Was he very like black and white with his thinking, very like everything had a time, everything had a place, everything, kind of have to go in order?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, because that's, it sounds like him, okay. And it sounds like one of my uncle, too. So there is both people I was very close to. It sounds like both of them.
Okay. So for him, seeing you being frazzled makes him very kind of nervous, because for him, he always has to have order and everything has to go a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's trying to tell you, slow down. And I think this is what he would say to you, even if he was, you know, here, because this is what he's saying now. Slow down so that things don't get messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
I'm sorry you're going through so much, Poonam.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. It's okay. This still pass.
That's true. Michelle asked if you had anything else. I'm sorry. I interrupted her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
No,
I couldn't hear.
Do you see anything about work coming up soon for me? Because I kind of need to want to start working again.
About getting another job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just ask what field you're in?
Banking, finance.
Banking and finance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because that kind of makes sense, too, about the numbers and you know, methodical. And he's telling you, okay. So I'm trying to connect what he was saying to what you do for work as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing for you September. I feel like summer is going to be a time for you to kind of regroup and recharge. I feel like there's going to be an opportunity that you'll be hearing about at the end of August and will be starting in September. I usually don't like to give timelines, but I feel very strongly for September being when this will start for you.
Okay.
And I also think, too, for you that it may not be totally in banking. There will be some kind of banking aspect to it, like maybe keeping track of numbers or something like that, but I don't think it's going to be definitely like in the banking industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, good luck.
It feels like
thank
a little
you.
Change for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I welcome change, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're a good kid.
Thank you.
It will
we'll
work
catch
out.
Up.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you both very much.
All right, honey. We'll
you're
catch
welcome.
Up, okay?
Yes, we'll talk.
Okay, right. Poonie.
Have a good night.
All right, take care, honey. All
you.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I know Poonie. She's called in several times, actually, when we've had psychics on.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
She's a little down tonight, though. She seems a little down tonight.
Yeah, she did. That's why I said I'll have to catch up with her on social.
Absolutely.
I guess, you know, reach out to her. And I actually get a lot of calls for temp spots, but I don't know if she's into that. But I could maybe send her in a direction. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's take our next caller at 609. Let's see who we have here. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with psychic medium Michelle Palmieri. What's your name, and what do you want to ask Michelle, or you want Michelle to tell you something?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Shozelia. I just wanted to see if you see anything in my future or anybody wants to leave a message for me or anything that you see.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. So, and I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Shozelia.
Shozelia. Okay.
Yes.
I get a lot of positive around you. I get a lot of I keep hearing busy, 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 and I want to get to who's saying that in a minute. But they're saying to me she's busy, busy, busy. But almost I feel like they're trying to say that this is like a lot of busy work, right? So
yes.
Why are you keeping yourself so busy? What is it that you're trying to keep yourself occupied from not thinking about? Or is it something that you're trying not to feel?
My husband passed about a year ago,
okay.
So I'm trying to keep busy, 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 so I don't think.
Right, okay, all right. And everybody grieves differently, right? And, you know,
yes, absolutely.
One of the things I was going to say is what is it that you're being asked to face? And so you're still facing the fact that your husband has passed, right?
Right,
So he must be the male that keeps saying busy, busy, busy. So
yeah, very busy.
but see, he's seeing what you're doing, though. And I think he knew you very well. And he's trying to tell you, honey, you need to slow down a little bit with the busy work and slowly, you don't have to do it all at once, but slowly kind of allow yourself to grieve.
It's hard to
and
do
it's
that.
Okay. Of course
it's too painful.
Right, and we're afraid we don't.
So you,
it's painful.
You don't want to
absolutely.
Grieve. You just want to just not think.
Right. Yeah. But also he keeps saying to me that your voice is needed right now. So what is it that you do for work or outside of work where you're helping people? Because he's saying you're needed right now.
Well, I guess I'm needed because I have three kids, and his loss was very huge to all of us.
Of course.
So, I'm in an office with two other girls, and it's just very busy at work also, which I'm happy for. I'm happy for that. But I did meet somebody special, and which has helped some.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't know, what direction my life was going in. So I just figured you're so wonderful at what you do that maybe you would see something.
Thank you. Well, two things with this. Your husband wants me to tell you that he is okay. He says his mind is free. Do you understand that? He says, my mind is free.
Yeah.
There's no pain. And he also says that he guides you and he watches over you. He is okay with you having a relationship. He wants you to move forward in your life. He doesn't want you to stay stuck. He does not expect you to stay in a little bubble the rest of your life, right?
Yes.
He also talks about all the questions that you struggle with. Now, I know you said, can I tell you what your future holds? And I know everybody wants to know what our future holds. I tend to try not to predict because I think I've said this before, right? Because when we predict something, you have free will, right?
Right.
So I could say something and you could turn around and, you have free will. You decide, hell no, I'm not going there. Sorry, I don't know if I could say that on air, but heck no, I'm not doing that. Or, and you make the changes you need to make. I can tell you, if you stay in this protective bubble that you're in, it's going to feel very lonely to you.
Right.
Okay, because I feel like there's a part of you that's holding back. That, yes, you have a new relationship, but there's still this part of you that's holding back a little bit. It's okay to open up a little bit at a time as you're comfortable. Don't force yourself. You should never force anything. But know that it's okay for you to move forward. He's sitting here, being like, it's okay, baby. He called you baby?
Yes, always.
Okay. He just said, it's okay, baby.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. but just, he also, I'm sorry. He's a talker.
Oh, he is.
because now he's like, okay, we're listening to him, and now he's opening the floodgates here because he's going back to you using your voice
Good,
and trusting
tell me
what
he's saying.
Oh, my God. He's like, you need to trust what you're saying, what you're doing, and just keep going forward. But now you have three children?
Yes, I do.
Three children. Okay.
Yes.
One girl, two boys?
What? How did you know? You're wonderful.
Your daughter, I don't know how to do this now. Okay. He says your daughter is having a difficult time, but he says of the two sons, the older one is having the worst, he said the worst time.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. And I found that word interesting, though, because he's saying she's struggling, but he's having the worst time.
Yes, he is.
So you understand that. Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask how old are they?
Yes. My daughter's 31 and my two boys are 22 and 24.
All right. So that would make sense that that they're at that age where they probably would have a heart. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
But he says he did walk your daughter down the aisle.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Because that made him very happy. And I know that makes your daughter very happy that he did that.
Yes, he did.
And I think that, she might hesitate to say that to you, but I think that in the back of her mind, she thinks that often, that thank God he was able to do that. know,
it was important, but
yeah, and you know, so many people sometimes don't get that chance. But he's a riot.
He is.
No, he is. He's really funny because he's just like, can I ask? He was a dancer.
He was a musician.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was a musician.
Okay. So a lot of people
danced around his music.
Okay, because he's just like, he's loving it. He's just loving it, you know. But I think the important thing is to know that he's okay. When he passed, you had a lot of questions.
Yes, I did.
This was unexpected?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because he says you had a lot of questions. But he also says not to focus so much on the answers that you don't have, because he says there's still some things that aren't clear. The important thing is that you know that he's okay. And I don't know what happened. He keeps saying his mind is clear.
Yeah, he had COVID.
Was he struggling?
And he committed suicide.
Okay. So that's why he's telling you his mind is clear.
I'm glad.
Okay. My mind is clear and he's okay. He understands that.
He had COVID and his mind was very fuzzy, and it, you know, I think it was the medication that caused him to go down that route. But
yeah.
We miss him, and it just I'm glad that you're telling me he's in a good place.
He's in a very good place. He just wants you to be in a good place and the children to be in a good place. He also says that was him that you felt sitting on the edge of the bed. You felt him sit on the edge of the bed.
Yep.
Okay.
You're right.
He told me that he said to tell you. But also, oh my gosh, tell her also about the smell of the flowers.
Yes. I planted all the flowers because he does that. He did that every year. So this year I planted all the flowers, and I said to myself, I wish you were here. They would be so pretty if you were here.
But he knows you did it. That's why he's talking about it. He's talking about the smell of the beautiful flowers. So
yes,
he knows. He's there.
I'm glad to hear that.
Did you want to ask anything else?
I just wanted to make sure he was in a good place, and you gave me that answer, and thank you. I'm at ease.
You're welcome.
You've always been wonderful. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I hope you're okay. Jill, for a wonderful show.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, honey, and you hang in there. You know you could call
anytime.
Thank you
so much. I appreciate that. Michelle and JoJo, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy. That was a tough one, huh?
Heavy stuff. Yeah. I mean, people go through a lot of, you know, and I meet a lot of people in this, you know, between crime victims, people who have, you know, missing persons, drug overdoses. I mean, you know, we deal with a lot of different things. And people, we have to remember, people are dealing with these things, and sometimes they're not, you know, it's not out in the open.
Right.
So we have to be kind. We have to be kind to people.
Right. We don't know what's going on in somebody's life.
We don't know.
Well, we got another caller. You want to take another one?
Sure.
All right. This is an 862 number. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri, Psychic Medium. Do you have a question, or you want Michelle to tell you what she's feeling?
Hi, Michelle. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Well, Michelle, I actually have a question because I have a little work situation going on right now.
Okay.
I've been employed at the same job for 36 years, and recently our company has been sold. It's a supermarket, and it was sold to very nice people, and they say that they're going to treat us good. None of us are losing our jobs. We're okay. We're keeping our status. And I'm just, I mean, that is actually written in stone, but I'm just so curious, like, how is this transition going to go? You know, like, am I going to be happy with this? Am I going to do well with the new owners? Because in a supermarket business, the owners are very hands-on. And the owners who just recently sold the store, I'm extremely good friends with them. And okay. Now having new people after 36 years, I feel so, you know, anxious, like, oh my God, like, how is this going to go?
Right. And I can understand that. So I think first off, to remember that they're coming into a new situation, right, where it's new for them, right, a new place, new people. I think at first they're not going to want to change anything, obviously, right, first because if it's running good, why change it? And there has to be that kind of learning curve, right? But I think for you, I think that being there as long as you have, I think some of that feeling is coming from you more so than the fact that things are changing at the job, if that makes sense. I think that was just a little shove to kind of bring your feelings to the forefront.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Because since I've been here so long, like, you know, this is like my second home, and I'm very comfortable, and I've also been working with the same people for a lot of years. And I think, I don't know, I'm a little bit worried about change. I mean, I hope it's for the good. I met the new owners and, you know, I told them, I said, I will work just as hard for you as I have for, you know, the previous owners all these years. And I'm hoping for a good experience, but I'm just still a little apprehensive about things.
And that's normal, right? To feel fear, but don't let that fear, you know, make you kind of shut down and not give them an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like give them the chance to come in and do what they need to do. I feel like it's a positive change because I feel like I just keep hearing new energy. This is new energy coming in. So I think it's going to be good because I feel, you know, like you said, 36 years, the same place, same owners. It's just all kind of been running. And now you have new people coming in that want to, I keep hearing breathe life into it. So I think, yeah, expect some changes. I think there will be changes, but I think they're going to be positive changes. And I think it's going to be going down, I want to say bringing the supermarket into, into the new world, so to speak. I don't know, the supermarket that you're in, do they kind of have like old equipment and the technology isn't all there? Okay.
That's totally the thing. This supermarket has been a one owner supermarket.
Yeah.
And the new people who are buying it, they already own two other supermarkets. So they're a little more tech savvy than we are here. And they're going to renovate the store and they're going to do a lot of new things. So I'm hoping, you know, it's going to be a good experience.
I think it will. I think that what it's going to come down to, hon, is how you handle a lot of it, right? Because change is always unnerving for us. And then you're going to be there physically while they're doing some changes, right? You're going to be there when they change up the registers or they change up, you know, the technology there or whatever. And that might make you feel very nervous, but trust yourself because just put it this way, you're going to learn a new skill that you can bring forward with you. I think it's going to draw in a lot of new people, which is going to be good for you because you're going to meet new people. I think if you look at it in a positive way, it will be a positive experience. But if you focus on the fear that you feel, then that's just going to be what you focus on, and that's just going to, you know, permeate the whole situation.
Yeah, now I'm trying to focus positively. Like I'm telling myself, you know, I mean, we all hate change, but I'm saying no. I'm willing to do, you know, whatever they want to do. Hey, I'm going to go with the flow and put my best foot forward.
Absolutely. And I think this is going to, with them expanding and doing all of these things, it's going to bring more opportunity for you.
Good.
I don't know if that's what you're looking for at this point in your life, but it's going to be bringing more opportunity.
Well, actually, I hope to be retiring in at least 4 years, but it is true. They do own two other stores, which are very local to our, you know, to where we all live. And that's what they said. You know, there's much more room for growth with three stores than there is one. And because I am an experienced worker, like I said, I've been here for 36 years. Actually, yeah. I'm here right now. So, like, instead of working, I'm talking on talk radio.
My coworker is watching out for me.
No, you better do it before the new boss comes.
Yeah, but I also think too that you're going to be a good mentor for people too. You're going to be a good person for the people coming in to kind of lean on.
Mm-hmm.
For guidance and help. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a feel on that. And if anything, is there anybody out there that wants to say hello to me?
So, hon, I was getting a male energy around you, and I feel like this is your father who passed.
My father passed, but I doubt if it would be him because he's been gone for so many years. I've had a few recent males in my life pass in the last few years that I was very close to.
Okay. So just to be clear, it doesn't matter when they passed or even if you have met them before.
Mm-hmm.
Our loved ones will come through to us. I could tell you a little bit more about this person because he talks about his heart. And it feels like you've been feeling him around you a lot more lately. So you're saying this isn't your dad. This might be another male.
Is it an older male? I mean, I had a very, very good friend that worked. He worked until he was 92 years old. He just passed away like 2 years ago. And I was very, very close with him. And it broke my heart when he passed. He was such a positive influence in my life.
Okay. Well, because he feels like he needs to be near you right now. So that would maybe make sense to me since all the changes you're going through at work.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that he needs to be near you right now. And he's pushing you forward. But he also talks about you not holding yourself back because you tend to hold yourself back from a lot of things.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sounds like it could have been a father figure.
And he says, don't jump to judgment that this isn't the right situation for you. Don't jump to that judgment just yet. Give yourself some time. So I feel like, did he give you a lot of fatherly advice?
Yes, he did in many different ways.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's like
and
coming across as a father figure.
And I think he's just trying to let us know he's still there.
Right.
Yeah. He always wore the sweater?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's showing me the sweater and like, I don't know if you always told him you need to wash the sweater.
Well, he always wore the same sweater every day, even in the summer. And I joked. I said, when he died, I actually wanted that sweater, but somebody in his family took it.
Yeah. But he's kind of joking that you would tell him he needed to wash it. So I had a feeling he wore it all the time.
He did. He wore a sweater every day.
Oh my gosh. My sweetheart.
He was a wonderful man, little Tony. That's what we called him.
Wow. You called him Little Pony?
Yes.
Because
he was little.
How cute. Well, but no, he's still looking out for you, though, and he's still with you. But he's funny because he was showing me the sweater. But why the cane? He came, but like banging it on the ground.
Well, towards the end, when he started to, downfall a little bit, he had to use a cane.
Okay, but why was he banging it? Like it was almost like he's calling people to pay attention by banging it on the floor. Like I'm here.
I don't know. That could be probably because in like his last 2 years here at work, he kind of felt like he was becoming obsolete here because he was old, but he stayed around just because he was little Tony. But I think he felt like he wasn't getting the respect he deserved in the end from the other managers.
Right. So he's trying to bang his cane like, here I am, pay attention. Yeah.
I always wanted to be in the center of attention.
Yeah. But he also says to you that he wants you to know that he's okay.
You know what? Okay. Maybe he foreseen that new owners were coming and he wasn't going to make it with the new owners, and maybe that's why he checked out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he definitely saw the store was going downhill a little bit because lately things here have been kind of, you know, nobody cares. Everything's just falling apart. So maybe it's a good thing that management and owners are coming in to maybe get the place back on track. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like it's a positive change. I feel like it's definitely a positive thing.
Well, good, because that's how I'm trying to look at it.
Yeah, this could be the opportunity of a lifetime for you. Finally, you'll get the recognition you deserve with all the training you'll have to do and all that. And like Michelle said, they'll look up to you and maybe treat you right.
Well, hopefully, like I said, I'll just be a good little worker and hope I can stay here till I retire.
I think you'll be fine.
Well, good. All right. I won't hog up the phone time. I'll let somebody else have another chance. I just wanted to see, you know, how things were, you know, feeling about the new owners and all the new changes that are going to be coming to my life.
Yeah, just like I said, focus on the positive. Try not to let the, you know, it's okay to be a little fearful of the change, but don't let it overtake you because that's, you know, that's not where you want to be. And this is going to be a good thing for you.
Okay, good.
Thank you for calling in. We'll put your name in our little grab bag and see what you win at the end of the night if you're a winner.
Oh, okay. All right.
Excellent.
Thanks
for calling in. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Jill, want to do one more?
Sure, we can do one more.
Yeah, because I know you're not a night owl, so we'll take one more.
You're giving away
my secret.
Let's
see who we got. Yeah, this is 848 number. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with psychic medium Michelle Palmieri. What's your name? Do you have a question or you want Michelle to tell you what she's feeling?
Hi.
Hello?
Just to see what she's feeling. My name is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Abby, I want to ask you because the first thing I heard were, the first words I heard were, unreasonable expectations. So I want to know, where are you feeling that somebody has these expectations on you? And are you putting this on yourself, or are you feeling that somebody else is putting those on you?
I could feel like somebody else is putting it on me.
Okay. But I also keep feeling that you feel like you're like in a no-win situation, right? And like you're trying to make, I don't want to say that. Not that you're necessarily trying to make the other person happy, but it's like you keep pushing yourself aside. You keep pushing your wants and your needs and your thoughts aside because you're trying to fulfill these expectations, right? But I think it's also leaving you feeling a little bit insecure, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, leaves you feeling a little insecure because, you know, I feel like there's a little bit of, would I be accurate in saying nitpicking going on?
Yes.
I mean, you could tell me no, but I just, that's
no,
the
yeah,
I don't
you're,
hear, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So my question is for you, what, you know, and you don't need to say this to me. Sometimes I'll just ask a question. It's because I just want you to think in your head, what is it that you need to be happy, right? Are you doing something just to make somebody else happy? Because it's never good just to do something if it's not somewhat important to you as well. I feel like high expectations that people put on us sometimes are because that person isn't happy and they're trying to appear a certain way or present a certain way. So they take all of that frustration and they kind of put those expectations on us because they want us to like rise to a higher standard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're more than happy to point out when you make a mistake or when you, you know, miss the mark or something, right? What is it they're trying to live up to? You know, what is their motive? What is the goal? And you have to decide, you know, I talk about the box sometimes, the box that we put ourselves in. And sometimes we put ourselves in that box and we're doing it for the wrong reasons. We don't even want to be there, you know? So I always tell people sometimes we have to think about that. Do we want to bend and twist ourselves to fit into this little tiny box when we don't even really want to be there? So I don't know if we're talking about a relationship or work or a little of both. But
yes, that's pretty on point with my relationship, marriage.
Okay. All right. And your mom has passed?
No.
No? Who's the female? Let me tell you, this woman comes through. She's like, I don't know how old your mother, to me she's like the age of somebody's mother. So, but she's laughing. And she keeps saying that she's fine, that she's having a good time. She wants you to focus on the times of laughter. Who was the woman that was always singing? Is this your grandmother, your mom's mom? It feels like this is heavy on mom's side, so I want to say this is mom's mom.
Grandma's still alive. She did have a grandma's sister that passed a few years ago.
Okay.
She was always cheery and happy.
Cheery and happy, and fun. This woman's like fun, like laughing. And,
yeah, she was always in a good mood.
Okay, and she just says that there's no right or wrong. She says there's no right or wrong. Yeah, she says that there was something that you said or did, and you've been concerned about whether you said or did the right thing. And she just keeps insisting that there was no right or wrong. And that no matter what you would have done, you probably would not have pleased them anyhow.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But then, hon, she also says that she's happy and fine with the decision, and that it's okay to let it go. And she's also talking about the I want to call these Easter lilies. I'm terrible with flowers, guys. I always get the flowers and I can describe them, but they remind me of like an Easter lily.
Mm-hmm.
Were those, are the Easter lilies meaningful to you?
Not that I could recall.
Okay. All right. And that might be something that you need to ask your mom or your grandmother, since it was their friend or their
How about
sister.
Any kind of, how about any kind of flower? Because Michelle really doesn't know what flower it is.
Yeah, it reminds me of an Easter lily or like calla lily or.
Yeah, something I want to have to look into.
And that's okay. That's okay. Just and it might be something that your mom is like, oh my gosh, yes, I know exactly what she was talking about. But definitely
yeah.
The flowers, the smell of the flowers.
Hmm.
Did you have another question?
I kind of do, but I feel bad. I pulled up your time. Just so
you're okay. You were asking them. Yeah, you're okay.
just curious. Like I don't know. There was I had two miscarriages. One I know the gender of, and for some reason I'm always trying to think of like the other one.
I just saw a little boy in a little blue outfit, little blue sweater outfit, little boy.
Okay. I know one we knew what it was, but that was the boy. But I don't know. Maybe the other ones too.
Okay. I just got a boy immediately around me, with a little like he was dressed in blue, but why the month of May? Obviously, we're in May, but they're talking. I hear the month of May around the baby.
Oh my God! Yeah, I was due for May.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I was due for May. I just got the chills.
Okay. All right. But you do know that your children, even though they were not brought here to Earth, that they are still here around you, that they still surround you, and they're still with you, and they come through with so many people around them. Is this your husband's grandmother? There's an older woman always wearing the dresses, but she's with the children. She says, they're here with me.
I know his grandmother did pass away, but my grandmother's my dad's side also passed away, and she always wore dresses, and she was really close to me.
Okay, because there's like a definitely older woman. She has dresses. She's like, all I wear are dresses, pretty much, or like a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, they're with me. They're with me. She just wants you to know that they're with her, so they're safe.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. You okay?
Anything else, Abby?
Yep. I guess that's pretty much it. There's a lot going on in my life, but I guess that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Well, Abby, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. It was great talking to you, and take it easy and hang in there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know if you want to take one more, but it's up to you. Go ahead. Finish saying what you were going to say.
Okay. I just wanted to say, though, that, you know, it's difficult, you know, I'd love to do these short free readings, you know. And I do them on my Facebook page once or twice a month for people.
Right.
But it is difficult because we're doing it in a short period of time, and this is kind of like an impersonal way of doing it. So,
right.
You know, I do encourage people to reach out if they are interested in talking one-on-one.
Yes,
some point.
And let's everybody know about that. Michelle has a book out. It's Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. And you can reach out to Michelle for a personal reading and spend more time with her, contacting her at 860-834-3559. She's on Facebook, like she said. She does online live readings. If you go and follow her on Facebook, you'll get the notifications. And where else can they get to, Michelle?
They can also email me at healingmedium1@gmail.com. So it's healingmedium, all one word, with the number one at the end, @gmail.com.
Right. And if you guys want to do that. And, again, we are giving away a free half-hour reading when we're done tonight to some lucky caller.
Yes, we are.
healingmedium1@...
at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. We'll say that again before we log off. So you want to take another quickie or no?
Sure.
Let's see. This person's been holding for a while, and I got a hand raised. I don't know what that means. Is it urgent?
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what
they
it
want
means.
Your attention.
I've never seen it before.
They want your attention, Joanne.
I've never seen it before. Let's see who we got. This caller is on 757 area code. Let's see who we got. Let's see. Hello. Hold on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with psychic medium Michelle Palmieri. You got a, what's your name? You have a question, or you want Michelle to tell you what she's going on?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
What's your name, hon?
My name is Deanna.
Deanna. How are you?
I'm okay. I do have a question here. It was a lot going on. I think I'm a lot settled now. But I have been separated for three and a half years almost, and he's trying to come back and forth. He doesn't know what he wants to do, but whatever. And then I was talking to this other guy, and I really liked him, and some tragic stuff happened, you know, with him. So, and then bad stuff happened with him. Now, I guess, I don't know. We just stopped talking. So I'm just asking about, you know, my love life and maybe finances. You know, what do you see? Do you see love coming in? Is DJ the guy? Is he going to come back? Like, what? I don't know.
Well,
a lot in one setting. I know, and it's more if you want to really. Yeah.
Well. I don't think you've seen the last of him. I think he's going to be back again. You know, and I think at that point, it's up to you to decide how you want to handle it. Maybe think ahead of time in your mind, you know, how am I going to handle this if he comes back? Because I think he will, right?
You think he will?
He's going to try to come back. I think so, definitely. I don't think it's the last you've heard of him. And I just feel like at this point, you know, I don't like the back and forth. So I think for you, it's important for you to have clear in your mind, you know, because I know when they come back and they're saying the nice things and all that, there's that part of us that wants to believe them, right? And he may believe it at the time, but I think it's difficult for him
I just get an energy from him of kind of being confused and not really knowing where he wants to be. And I think for you, it's important to have that feeling of security. I don't think you've felt mm-hmm. that in a while, and I think you miss it. And I think that that's something that that really kind of attracts you to somebody. The other part of that, though, is the stronger you get in yourself, the less you're going to tolerate in other people. So the stronger mm-hmm. you are and the more secure you are in your situation, which I think is important for everybody to be okay by themselves,
mm-hmm.
let the person in your life who's going to enhance it, not try and, you know, bring more chaos to it. You don't need chaos. You don't need any more chaos. You've had enough. You've had so much going on. And I just kept getting, you know, the nonsense has to stop. And that's not about you. That's about the people that are you are such a pleasant person and a happy person that the people are attracted to you. People want a piece of that, right? They want to be a part of your life. They want some of that. But unfortunately, it doesn't always attract the people who are going to be supportive. It's going to attract the people who are going to drain you.
Right.
Do you feel like that's what's been happening to you? Because that's kind of what I'm picking up. But I mean,
well,
you can tell me I'm wrong.
No, but my children, it's my children and my ex-husband. My children have been draining me. They're back home from college, and my son doesn't know he wants to go to college. And it's just, you know, it's a lot. So that's been draining me. And so I'm learning now I need to start doing stuff for me, getting out the house. But as far as that situation with the guy, BJ, he has stuff going on. I think that's why he kind of stayed away from me, because he knows that I don't play that way. Like, I don't play when it comes, like, don't play with me. Don't bring any females. Don't, you know, so yeah. I think that's, and he's embarrassed as well. So I don't know. I kind of like felt his energy a little bit. He had some tragic stuff going on, like recently his child's mom was killed, and so I don't want any of that with, you know, like I know people go through stuff, and then, you know, I wouldn't rather not him contact me now, just heal, you know, from that, and then, you know, maybe if he's in a better space and I can see what he has going on, then it, you know, maybe, I don't know, but you told me to just basically friend him, just be his friend. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, just, you know, basically just, you know in your mind how you want, right, how you want to react when he does come back. Because again, and you, I think you just confirmed basically for me that, you know, yeah, he is kind of going through a lot of stuff. He is confused. He is kind of all over the place, and you don't need him to bring mm-hmm. that into your life. You're craving, mm-hmm. you're craving stability. You're craving, you know, security, all of these things.
Right.
And that's what you need. You're in a time in your life, like you said, where it's time for you to start living a little and also putting back or giving back the burdens that aren't yours. Okay.
It's Diana time.
It's
Diana
time. Help people. Yeah, especially our children. We always want to help our children, but sometimes we have to let them handle some of their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And because my son, I'm just trying to get him to where he needs to go. Like, I hope he finishes school. He's just everywhere. I don't know. He's not everywhere. He's a good kid. And he just turned 19 yesterday. And he's a really good kid. And my daughter's graduating.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so from college. And so we're just really kind of started over in our own space. My ex-husband, he's drama. And I just don't, you know, to me, it seemed like he hasn't changed a lot, but he has. And so I just want something new. And I don't know where he is. When is he going to find me? When is he going to, who I'm supposed, you know, the guy is, you know. Right.
Yeah.
Is it going to be BJ? Yeah. He's going to, like, get over this little mess thing he got, you know, not get over this mess, but get over, his little hump and be the real person that I see him. But, you know.
Well, remember, we can't be in love with somebody's potential. We have to, you know, we have to look at who they are right now, what they're going through right now.
Yes.
And accept them where they are. And if we can't accept, then we need to let them work their stuff out. And personally, I think for you,
it would get very old for you if you had to deal with his stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see you as a person that you know, I think that you're caring and understanding and that you're right there with somebody if they need you. But somebody who continuously brings that drama and everything to the relationship is just, that's not going to fly with you. So I think you're going to meet somebody more on your level, so to speak, on your energy level, someone who's going to be like right there with you. I want to say neck and neck, as I keep hearing, neck and neck. You're going to meet that person that's going to be right there with you. Not going to have to be a lot of waiting for them. They're already going to be there.
Yeah, go put some Mary on, and no more drama in Deanna's life. How's
that's
that?
My girl.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You said that is my girl. Okay,
so
go
put Mary on. No more drama for Deanna. There you go. We just wrote a song. No
well,
more
when
drama
is he coming?
For
that's my
Deanna.
Last question. When is he coming? Because I'm looking for like.
When
and
is
so
he
much
coming?
Stuff. Yeah, because I'm separated, and like I said, it's been 3.5 years. Me and him I haven't divorced yet, and I want to, but that's another whole nother conversation. But when is this guy coming?
Oh,
when you least expect it.
Yeah, well, I want to say that. Well, the reason why I hesitated was twofold, because I was feeling with the divorce not being final that could be kind of a wrench, you know, a monkey wrench kind of thrown into a situation, especially if, now think about this, if you're meeting this fellow who's ready to go and he's right there with you, and then there's this wrench, you know, and if he's that kind of a thinker and he's ready to go, that might be a little bit of a question mark for him or a red flag for him, right?
Yeah, I can assure him that it is not.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I understand, though, the energy around it. I do get what you're saying, though.
Yeah. Because I also think that you can't fully, you know, can you fully connect if you're still kind of legally connected somewhere else? But I also think that if he came into your life, I think that you would rush things. I think you would, like, really kind of push things to get going.
yes, I would.
I just feel it.
Sometimes we got to clean
say
up
that,
our own.
I want to say, though, hon, I want to say, though, while you're waiting to just keep focusing on yourself and getting yourself to a positive place. And I keep feeling... Do you go to a lot of black tie affairs for, like, work? Is there a wedding coming up? I get somebody in a tux.
A wedding coming up?
I get a male in a tux, so I'm thinking wedding or, like, New Year's Eve.
Okay.
This guy is all dressed up.
Hmm.
So it's some kind of a formal occasion.
Hmm.
And you may not know of one coming up right now. So when you hear one come up, go for it.
Okay.
And you can you can sit there and go like, oh, I don't ever go to black tie affairs. I've heard that a million times before. Like, just like my friend told me she wasn't going to Spain. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, she calls me and says, you never guess where I'm going.
Spain. Is that going to be this summer? Or you said in the winter months.
That's what I was trying to figure out, because I was feeling, like I said, I feel like this person has a tux on. So I was trying to think, when do you kind of wear tuxes? It feels like a very formal occasion. So to me, it's like wedding, but I feel more like New Year's.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open, Deanna.
Keep your eyes open, but also I'd love to know.
Keep your eyes and your heart open. How's that?
Yes, I am. I will, and I will take care of myself in the meantime and even after. I'm just, you know, it's just hard being alone. And I work from home as well. So it's kind of hard just kind of like what's going, like, you know, meeting people and things like that.
Yeah.
I'll get out there.
Well, Deanna, I don't know if you heard earlier, but are you on Facebook? Michelle does readings on Facebook for free to folks live online as well. So if you're on Facebook, you could look her up on Facebook, Michelle Palmieri and friend her or follow her, and you can find out. Yeah, you could get hang out with Michelle another time. And at the end of the show, we're going to pick a lucky caller that called in tonight for a free half-hour personal reading.
Hi, help is me. Okay, do I still hold or what do I do?
No, well, if you're the winner, we'll call you back.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited about everything, but thank you.
Oh, thank you, Deanna.
You're welcome.
Take care. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. You take care, honey.
Yes. Yes.
No more drama. Go put Mary on.
I am.
All right. Take care. Bye.
I love it.
Pardon me. Deanna's called in before, too. I recognize her from the past. I remember she's always asking when she's going to find the man. So
the man.
Sometimes we got
to
clean
everybody wants to know.
Yep. Sometimes we got to clean up our own stuff before good comes in, you know? So
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, what was I going to say? Oh my God. I'm sorry. My phone's going off the hook.
You're okay.
Listen, you're wonderful. You know, we love having you on here and everybody loves your readings. So guys, go check out Michelle on Facebook or heavymedium1@gmail.com if you want to email her for a reading. And also you can call her at 860-834-3559. And I hope you guys had fun. I did. So I don't know if you want to touch on my thing real quick before we go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you want to tell everybody what happened?
Yeah. So 2 years ago on a Sunday, I don't know if I told you this, 2 years ago on a Sunday, well, we had this, my mother's a huge Elvis fan. We had nothing. We had no money, nothing. We grew up very poor. My mother did nothing but for the kids, okay? So she worked like a dog. My father died young, raised six kids, whatever. The only thing she had in her life was Elvis. It was her only true love other than her kids, right? So when he died, it was like our father died. I mean, it was devastating. So she had in the living room somewhat of a shrine of Elvis items, and one was this 20-inch Elvis bust, and she loved it. So when she passed, since she had no money, I gave her godson all her Elvis stuff. It killed me to do it, but, you know, she never really gave him anything, but it killed me to do it, so I felt I had to do it. So the Elvis bus left us, and we never saw it again. And her godson, my cousin, no longer has it. I don't know what happened to it, whatever, but it's no longer around. So so I went to a friend of mine was selling some stuff. He's a collector. And I went, and he had an Elvis bus. It needed some work.
Oh, wow.
I just never got a chance to get to it yet. I put it in my studio. It was on the shelf. And I moved something, and it hit the shelf. Next thing I know, I hear a crash. I see it falling. I close my eyes. I scream, right? So I realize the next day, Facebook pops up of a memory. It was 2 years ago to the day I got it that it broke.
Yeah. Wow.
So how crazy is that? And then prior to that, I broke my favorite pug mug from my first pug dog that I had. And then I broke a glass. My son broke a glass, and I broke a plate. So a lot of breaking things. So what do you think?
A lot of breaking going on.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I think in some ways with the Elvis piece breaking, for you, I think there's a little bit of a feeling, and I could be wrong, and you feel free to tell me, Michelle, you're crazy, but I feel like a little bit of guilt because of the fact that you had given it away at one point and then you had it back, and almost a feeling of not deserving, right? I don't really deserve this. But with so much breaking around you, so much glass breaking around you, it also kind of makes me feel like letting things go or releasing attachment to something, right? Because sometimes dropping something, glass is fragile. Right. And if it breaks, what does it do? It makes a mess or it could hurt us. It could, you know, the sharp edges can hurt us.
Right.
So is there an area of your life where you're needing to break old habits that don't serve you any longer?
Oh God, yeah, there's tons.
and because those things hold us back from where we're supposed to be, right? So is it telling you that you're on the wrong path, right? Mm. Are you on the wrong path, or are you too busy that you're not paying attention to what you're doing and you keep dropping things, right? Mm. So you need to focus more, ground yourself more, and be more aware.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely things, right? I can start to let go, but I mean, to that point,
exactly.
It's just beyond, you know, unless maybe,
right,
it's my mother telling me, Joe, slow down, you know, something, you know.
And that was one of the things that mom could be telling you, just slow down. Or mom could have been saying to you, release the guilt. It's okay. I didn't really want that anyways.
I know, but you didn't have to take the damn bus from me. I loved it. She didn't. I broke two bus. There was two bus. One was a smaller one.
Yeah.
One was. But yeah. I might be able to salvage that one. The head didn't break, just the base. So I might be able to salvage that one. But
yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
just,
I don't know.
Take a closer look and see where you're rushing, or you know, where you need to slow down. And I know for me, like, things start breaking around the house when I'm not paying attention, when I'm not grounded, like things like, you know, the faucet will run and, you know, I won't notice it and it'll run over, or, you know, I'll burn something on the stove because I'm not paying attention. For me, those are the things I always have to look out for. And I know, okay, I'm not paying attention. I need to slow down.
Right, right.
I need to ground myself.
Let me ask you this. I'm thinking about doing an online course for something that I used to do. And if I let it go, I'd have to let go what it is that I can teach people. And I love doing it, but it takes a lot. So maybe that's what's driving me crazy. I don't know. But what do you think? You think my online course might be successful?
Your online course doing something. So it's a class that you use. So what was it? Can I ask what it is?
No, not yet.
No,
I can't
not yet.
Tell what it is yet. It has nothing to do with the show. It has nothing to do with that. No. It's something I'm extremely good at, and I can share with others, and they would be very happy doing it too.
Okay.
And could
okay.
also make money at the same time.
Okay. I think that it's not going to take up your time forever. The classes and all of that. I don't think.
No, I just need to do it once. I just need to do it once, and that's it.
Yeah,
and it's
available. I don't think that you need to like stop doing something that you love. I don't think we should ever stop doing something that we love on some level. Whether it's just maybe you have to cut back a little bit. Do I think it's going to be successful for you? Absolutely, because you love doing it, so it will be successful.
I know I've got so many things I have to do and I can't get to any of them because of time. There's just no time. Oh my God. I just have no time. But it is what it is.
Is there no time or do we need to make time?
I don't know where I could find it. I don't know where I could find it. I honestly don't, between working a full-time job, doing the show, and just so much stuff going on. I mean, my job takes a lot out of me. And, you know, I give that 1,000,000%. You know, that's more priority to me than anything. So, you know, I take my job very seriously. So I'm very loyal and committed. So, but
How long is the class?
Oh, it's not long at all. It's just a matter of doing it, you know, and doing it on my own. I want to do it all on my own. I do everything on my own, and that's the problem. I need to start sharing and having somebody help me, I think, with stuff. So I don't know. Anyway, I was just curious about the Elvis.
So basically, breaking the glass, releasing some control, letting go a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So basically, it's not letting go of what you want to do. It's telling you to let go of the control of having to do everything.
Mm.
Stop trying to have to control everything.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have a stroke. I'm going to have a damn stroke. Oh, my God. Well, listen, guys, if you want, go. How can they get the book, Michelle? Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven.
It's available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or they can purchase it from me, and I will personally sign it for them.
Mm-hmm.
if they're interested, I can sign it, and they, you know.
Excellent. And guys, again, go to Amazon or Amazon, Barnes and Noble, anywhere online, I guess, where you get books, and reach out to Michelle for the book as well, for an autograph copy, or also reach out to her for a reading and, you know, spend more time with her. Like she said, these are short, brief readings. She can get a lot more to you if you do a personal reading. And you can reach out to her at healingmedium1, the number one, gmail.com. And you can also get her at 860-834-3559 and also on Facebook. Friend her on Facebook, follow her on Facebook, and she does free readings once a week usually, is it, Michelle?
Yeah, once or twice a month I do it.
Yeah.
But I do pretty much every day I will do I'll do a card pull where I pull an inspirational card and we talk about it a little bit. So.
Nice. Well, you need to tag me when you do the reading so that my people who are listening now, the people who are listening now and all the people who call in, they see the promo and that they see it online. So, you know, if you tag me when you're going live, do that. I'd have no problem doing that. I mean, you're so generous spending time with us. That's the least I can do.
Oh, thank you.
So let's let everybody know, too, that you will be back on June 18th at 8 p.m., Sunday, June 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Father's Day. Michelle will be doing some readings on Father's Day. So if you guys want to see if your fathers will connect with you or, again, if you just want to call in and get a reading and go from there. So I want to pick a winner real quick. Let's see. What do we got?
Sure.
Let's do the free reading. Let's pick this name. 1, 2, 3. My eyes are closed. Oh, we got Sherry at 862. So I'll give Sherry a call at 862, her number, after the show, and I'll let her know she won, Michelle, and then I'll give you her information. And how many keychains did you want to give away?
Okay. Well, everybody else can get a keychain if you feel like getting their addresses.
you sure? That's 1, 2, 3,
absolutely.
4, 5, 6, about 7 people. You sure you want to do that?
That's fine.
Oh, you're too kind. Yeah. You're beautiful. We love you here. Oh, we do. We need to talk more often, and please forgive me that I don't reach out to you more often. I'm just so busy. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand.
I just feel so bad.
Did you want to pick one more free reading? Everybody seems
one
so...
One more free reading.
Yeah,
let's
I just
see.
I feel like we need to do one more. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, let me see. Let's see. Eyes are closed. The pen is spinning. Len. Poonam. At 646.
Perfect.
Poonam.
Perfect.
Nice. Okay, so let's.
I feel good. I feel good. I felt like we needed to do another one. Something kept telling me you need to do another one. So
you're too kind.
I have to go with it. You know.
Nice. You're wonderful. Thank you so much, everybody. Michelle Palmieri, join us again on June 18th. Michelle will be back. And again, go to Facebook, reach out to her. Go to healingmedium1@gmail.com or call. Call her at 860-834-3559. Michelle, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah.
No, we love you here. You kidding? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. What a night. I hope everybody enjoyed that. Michelle's great. How kind of her. Generous. Wow. 2 free half-hour readings, personal readings for 2 of our lucky callers, Poonam and Sherry. We'll be calling you after the show to let you know you're the lucky winners, and we'll send Michelle, you'll give me your information, and Michelle will call you. And everybody who called in tonight is getting a free keychain, an angel keychain from Michelle. So I'll be calling you guys to get your addresses, and Michelle will send you out your free keychain. So just lovely. Thank you. So stick around, folks. We'll be back in June. We'll be gone for the first week or so, but we'll be back towards the end of June. So I'm going to close with my I want to say my buddy, because I love him. I can't even say how happy I am that he was on the show. when was he on? Last Sunday? Yeah, the 21st. Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Billy Don't Be a Hero fame. I loved the lead vocalist. I always thought it was him when I was a kid, but he's actually the keyboard player and the leader of the band. And what a great night I had with Bo. I'm waiting for my autographed copy of Billy Don't Be a Hero, so I can't wait to get that and put that in my display. So let's close with this from Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods, Don't Ever Look Back, one of my favorites. It was on the flip side of Billy Don't Be a Hero. I hope you guys enjoy it. And for you guys who are focused on the past, it's time to move on and don't ever look back. Take care. Michelle Palmieri, thank you so much. Check her out, healingmedium1@gmail.com. Get her book, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, and give her a shout at 860-834-3559. And you can find her on Facebook, Michelle Palmieri, and she does free readings on Facebook. And if you're a friend of hers or follow her, you'll get the notification, and you can get a free reading right there too. So join us back on June 18th as well when Michelle comes back, and we'll have a great time. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it, and we'll see you real soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sunshine, and we thought our song would never end, but nothing good lasts forever.
I got to hear another Bo Donaldson. Which one do we want to do? This is them. Oh, my God. I got this mic. This is a new mic, folks. Forgive me. This is Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods doing Hooked on a Feeling. Check this out. They sound great doing this, too. I'm having fun. Sorry.
Hooga, chaka, hooga, 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 chaka, hooga, 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 chaka, hooga, 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 chaka, hooga, hooga, hooga,
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. I'm high on believing.
Because this is putting me in a good mood. I don't know about you. I had a rough day, so these are turning me on. All right, this is it. This is the one that started it all. Well, partially. You know, what was the other one that started it all? Oh, God, I like that one, too. Oh, what is it? Oh, man. What is it? It's right here. Who do you think you are? That's it. And then Billy Don't Be Hero really took it over the top. So, anyway, these are feel-good songs for me. I just can't control it. I love them so much. So, again, have a good night. Thanks so much, Michelle. Respect Medium. Check her out at healingmedium@gmail.com. And you can get her at 860-834-3559. And she'll be back on June 18th, Father's Day, to do some free readings for us. So, this is it, guys. I'm going to end after this. Take care.
Billy, waiting to go. that day.
The letter said that he was a hero. She should be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
That was for Memorial Day. How's that? Yeah, I should have played that first. That was for Memorial Day. I'm going to play one more. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just having a good time. I needed this. All right. Bo Donaldson in the Hatewoods. Who do you think you are? And then we're going to end it. I promise. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.